And we have sister, I'm sorry, we have brother Mustafa Akbari, who is welcoming to the podium with his salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
I'm reading a poem about Palestine. This poem is from the perspective of a Palestinian child. I am a Palestinian child. I am he who by birth is branded as a terrorist. They say when I get older, I'll go and resist. So even as a child, I'm no longer now exist. I am being punished for something I did not do. For what crime am I suffering these measles and curfews? I am forced to sit at home, counting the weeks go by. My father says if I go out, they will kill me, but why? I've never touched a gun, why will I be killed? Why is the blood of my brothers and sisters being spilled? Is it because despite Israel's oppression, we children used to still go to the beach with hope and play? Is it because of that they grab us and beat us day after day? Is it because we threw rocks at that tank? Is it because of that we are being shot at point blank? Is it because of that we children are forced to stay awake all night, looking fearfully at the sky, being able to do nothing as the bombs destroy our homes, but cry? For my question, my father was left silent with tears in his eyes. For a moment he was silent, then he began to smile. Tomorrow we will risk death and go to the beach, my child. Those few words filled me with hope, eased my sadness and helped me to cope. Sadly, it seemed it was not to be. The next second was the last time I saw my family. Heartbeat. I was smiling as I waited for the next day. Heartbeat. I heard a whistling sound coming my way.
Heartbeat.
I turned around and suddenly screamed. Heartbeat. A missile arc down from the sky, a manifestation of my worst dream. Heartbeat. It all ended. Somewhere between life and death, my soul was suspended. My vision began to fade, my eyes began to close as they saw the pain at which Israel's hands was made. Then my eyes closed, there I laid. Beep, beep, beep. The sounds of a hospital rose me from my sleep. I looked at my body to see dozens of wounds so deep. Then a doctor came to me with eyes full of pain, looked at the floor as if full of shame. Your family, your home is now only rubble, nothing now remains, your family. Your family, he said, they have all now been slain. You are the only one who alone remains. I sat there in shock, tears streaming down my burnt cheeks, remembering the pain and the missiles' shrieks. Then I decided I would write a poem, make the world aware, so no other Palestinian child like me should feel so alone. If you cannot go, pick up arms and defend. You can at least boycott Israel and support it, my friends. Don't buy them the bombs. Don't buy them the bombs they used to set to waste my lands. Because then, on the day of judgment, my people's blood will be on your hands. Do you want your money and your bank to end up as part of the rocket in an Israeli tank? Do you want the money you need for your Calvin Klein jeans to be used as gasoline for occupied states killing your machines? Would you buy someone a bullet to kill your daughter? No, no, don't buy someone a bullet to kill my father. I have written this poem with a heart full of hope. If others will realize my pain and how hard it is to cope with being under attack all the time. Please let Samsung offer you something from Israeli supporting company that's politely declined. This is my message. I'll take no more of your time. Please boycott the evil. Please boycott the evil and remember Palestine. Sorry.